11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch. Live, in person, from the Tundra Trio, which will be a hive of activity later on tonight as Green Bay Game Day emanates from here. Now, does Green Bay Game Night emanate from
tonight
here, too?
Tonight it will. Normally, obviously, it doesn't, but tonight, at least my part of it will, yes.
So you'll be out in the courtyard or whatever, backyard.
We did that last time. It was super fun. Lights out there, all the activity, and it was a fun little show. And I'm guessing tonight will be in the new tradition of the Green Bay Game Night, or as I call it, G&G Game Night. We'll be starting early tonight.
Well, if that ends up being the case, then the Packers will have taken care of business, which, not that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers failed to take care of business last night,
but they
were playing on the road against a team that had been eliminated officially from playoff contention earlier in the day, and the Fightin' Mike McCarthy's down in Big D emerged with a win on Sunday Night Football. I love
your great people watching out here.
Yeah, it is. There's some guy just parked in the middle of the
some
road.
Some guy parked in the middle of the road. There's a gal rolling a stroller suit. Well, I don't know what the heck is going on. Like, I think you got
game day
fans drinking.
We need a TV to distract them. We just got people outside.
Take
pictures.
Give a nice Pella window. That's all we need.
Only on your guy Elon's platform can you say something nice about Mike McCarthy and have people still say crappy things. But what did it tell you?
I'm sure if you went on Instagram and on Blueski, you'd get some negativity too.
Well, my Instagram is private, so I only surround myself with people I like. Although you don't even follow me on Instagram, so that doesn't
I'm not
really
a
matter.
Big Insta guy.
Yeah, you're on it though.
Live.
You do some really good interviews. I was the only person that clicked on it when it said
IG
live
lives.
Too.
Yeah, it's fun. That's why I don't use it.
But what does it tell you, Tausch, about McCarthy and about the Cowboys? Kind of like Dan Campbell and the Lions coming in here and eliminating the Packers on the final day of the 22 season, to be playing a team with a hell of a lot to play for compared to your team, which has nothing to play for, and they win the game in Big D.
Well, there can be something freeing about not having a ton of expectations, and there can be that nobody gives a blank, we're going to compete. And if you have a good, strong program with a good coach, you're going to be professional, and you're going to – you know, there's too many things at stake, jobs, livelihoods, et cetera, for guys to just, and that's what we watch in the Bears. It's kind of disappointing because you're kind of seeing, you know, it's a kind of a dead man walking type feel. It's like, let's just get this thing over with. That's not what we saw last night with what the Cowboys did, and I think Mike McCarthy has proven over his long coaching career. He's a highly successful NFL coach,
yeah,
I remember him
I've
saying.
Heard that.
And he is. So whether or not he's still going to be the coach there, I don't know what Jerry Jones is thinking. Mike McCarthy's a good coach. It shouldn't come as a surprise to anybody that he had his team ready to go last night, even in a position where they had nothing to gain. Actually, probably when you look at it, had stuff to lose, because when you get to be the last two or three games of the season and you can't make the playoffs, we had this discussion very few times. But when we did, it's like, well, you're giving up draft picks. You're giving up that potential of having a game-changing player, but you can't do that. And from a player standpoint and a coach's standpoint, you also realize there's a good chance I'm not even going to be here. So we're going to empty the bucket, try to find a way to win games, and that's what Mike and his team did last night.
All right, two things about that before we get rolling and get ready for Packers-Saints tonight and headlines coming up next. One, you said that, you know, you mentioned the Bears as an example. I've never quite understood, because the eye in the sky don't lie, right? And so even if you are on a bad team that is struggling and you have nothing to play for, one of the things you do have to play for is your reputation and your future employment, be it there or why are there certain guys though that when there's when that they do check out? I mean, that does happen. Not you weren't that type of player. Really good players don't do that sort of thing, but some players do. How do they justify that in their own minds?
I don't think it's I don't think anybody's trying to justify it. I think you look at it, and especially now with money and how things are played out, you're more in self-preservation mode.
Right.
It's not that when you're out there, you're going to compete, because the last thing you want to do is go out there and half blanket And at some point, people are going to be like, well, what the heck do I want that guy on my team for? That's how I would look at those things.
Me too.
But it's just there's a human nature element to this that I always try to keep imposing because it is how it works. God, are you going to be as motivated as a team that has a ton to play for? The answer is usually not. And it's if you rely on being a pro and you rely on just competing because you know it's the right thing to do and it's you want to continue your career. There's a fine line there. And when you're talking about margins that are so narrow anyways, that little bit, it doesn't take all 53 guys. It could be two guys on offense and four guys on defense that are, man, I can't wait to get to Mexico. Young players that think this thing just keeps rolling. You don't see this with guys 9-10 years in the league. You see it with guys year two, year one, where it's a long season. Guys are mentally worn out, and you just want it to be done. And they don't do it when the game kicks off. It's more, we're down 21. Let's just get this thing done. And when you have that, that's the culture that you need to root out of your locker rooms. No, now you're intrigued. Camera people.
And the guy directing traffic out there.
Looks like they're coming over. Yeah, get over to Wilde and Tausch. Got a heck of a show going on, the guy's saying.
They could certainly use an upgrade on their television broadcast. And then the other question, you and I have talked about this ever since the Cowboys and Jerry Jones did not extend Mike McCarthy's contract because it rarely happens that a coach coaches in his final season of his deal without getting an extension. He's been a lame duck all year. Did he save his job last night, or is that an overstatement? Because Jerry Jones saying lots of nice things after the game, giving him a big hug, but I also am always very leery of those types of appearances.
I don't know. Anytime you start hearing a lot of nice things about you at the end of seasons, it's usually... I don't think they bring Mike back. I hope they do. If he wants to, I think he should be very selective too. Because they decided to go down this route. They're not going to make the playoffs. You signed Dak. There's a lot of things at hand there. I think Mike wants to win another championship.
But devastated with injuries this year.
It's been a tough season, but is Jerry going to be willing to give him another five-year contract, which is what Mike's going to want? He's not going to want like a two- or three-year deal.
Right.
I don't know any of that. I would think the Dallas Cowboys would want a reboot as it's been a disappointment this season. But I hope for Mike's sake that he's proven. I think Jerry Jones knows Mike McCarthy's a good football coach. He won 12 games 3 years in a row. They just haven't been able to get over the hump playoff-wise. So it would make sense, but you're going to be hearing it from 72 different ways, and you know Jerry usually gets swayed by some of the public perception of stuff.
We need to get to headlines, which means you need to tell us about Quick Trip, which I presume you stopped at. There's one on Oneida Street. There's one coming up from Chicago yesterday.
Sheboygan. There's one in Manitowoc.
Oostburg.
I saw we wouldn't stop in Oostburg. We're going to keep rolling through. But Quick Trip, let's talk a little bit about it. Life is busy. It's a busy weekend, especially this time of year. Mm-hmm. Quick Trip gets it. Whether you're craving that fresh coffee or a tasty bakery treat, or a little quick grab-and-go meal. Eleanor grabbed one of those little smoothie deals, and I made her eat a cheeseburger. We went to that hot spot. You get the thing about Quick Trip do you love? You can go put pickles and jalapenos and ketchup and mustard. All the fixings are right there as well. And you got clean bathrooms, which we love. Fresh groceries. Got you covered. And don't stress while you make your trips this holiday season. Got the fuel filled up. Use some of that. They got ATMs, free air for your tires. Those aren't the only perks. Nature's Touch chocolate milk, $2.49 a gallon. Boneless pork chops, 99 cents each. And summer sausage, $2 for $7.50. You serve it all up with some Quickery white bread, 99 cents for a 1 pound loaf. And today's $5.99 chicken day. You know it's Monday. Wednesdays, you get that $9.99 bone in or chicken tenders. Download the Quick Rewards app. Take advantage of all that Quick Rewards app has to offer, and we'll see you next time.
What's the crow at today? Do they have any crow or no?
No, they don't.
Just the rotisserie chicken.
Mm-hmm.
We wish we had some.
Everything he does now makes me remind me of headlines. Like the little dude, he's like, makes me wish he had some.
Do you know the human head weighs 8 pounds? Our headlines for this week are next, starring Stella and Sadie, the Wonder Dogs, in a cringy video. That's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
It for you.
All right. Gift giving is done. Jesse's ready to. I don't know if I've ever heard anyone be more confident about their pickleball skills than you.
Some would say arrogant.
Some would. Yeah. What's warranted confidence, though?
So is this an upgrade over the equipment you've been using? Have you just been borrowing?
Yes, yes. We did recently learn the difference between outdoor and indoor balls. So those appear to be the outdoor ones, which we're always in need of more outdoor balls.
What's
so
the indoor ones? They don't have holes.
Bigger holes.
Aerodynamics are a little different. Yeah, the holes, because you got to cut through the wind when you're outside playing with the outside balls. Yeah.
All right. Well, it's time now for headlines presented by Fleet Farm. Jesse, you were not impressed with headlines.
I thought you did a great job putting the video together. I thought the assistance that you asked of from all the people close to it did a great job. Felt like it was filmed in the style of Homeward Bound. And I don't know, like I would... Feel just, like it would have been bit more appropriate for people to be in this rendition of it.
Yeah,
is
well,
all
we had assigned this, and I did not want my people being on video, so we went with the dogs instead. Here now, without further ado, from the film Pretty Woman, it is headlines.
Do I look okay? Something's missing. Well, nothing else is going to fit into this jersey, I can tell you that. Maybe something in this box. I don't want to.
Sadie is wearing a Matt LaFleur vest. What more could you want?
The vest is a good touch.
Three in a row on the road, and then some.
Actually, I think my problem is with the dialogue.
Oh.
It's not your fault.
You really get
great laugh. Great laugh.
Big game. I'm a very good coach. If you were going to buy this, how much would it cost? $55 million a year. So where are we going? It's a surprise. If I forget to tell you later, I had a really good time this season.
I would also like to add, since I've gotten after the Academy all season,
that's good.
I had about three lines of dialogue in the script that I was sent, and I had to go find the film, I had to find the scene, I had to extend this cut, and really worked out well that I waited because... It obviously fits where this team is at, having to go on the road throughout the playoffs. So that is from the classic Julia Roberts, Richard Gere film, Pretty Woman. Your issue with the dialogue is those are directly from
the dog's
that scene.
Yeah, but the dog's mouth wasn't moving.
So there is
very distracting.
So I believe it or not... I did work on that last night, too. There is a program that you can
AI.
Make their mind.
No.
It's not Grok. But it did
Grok
not,
talk.
It did not look quite as – it did not look good. And plus, I'm not adept at making it work as well. So it worked out okay. All right. So, Tausch, what's your actual headline?
Packers offense not always pretty – But whoa, man, when firing at all gears, opposing defenses can't Costanza. Costanza.
Yep.
Oh, because he's in the movie. Mm-hmm. Jason Alexander.
A little added twist, mm-hmm. Just.
Yeah.
Nice. Can't Costanza.
Yeah.
Costanza.
I did this headline and edited it so expertly, so I don't have anything for
you. And you did
Jesse
a great job.
Yeah. Pritchie.
Pretty winning, sweet like Christmas treats. Pretty winning, sleeping in the seats. Packers 30, Saints 9. Start the post game early. Take your nap inside Lambeau Field. Easy win tonight.
There you have it. The Green Bay game night postgame show will start sometime in the third quarter if Tausch has his druthers. That is headlines for today's edition of Wildy and Tausch. That, of course, is brought to you by Fleet Farm, which Paul and the girls were there yesterday. We had extra 10% off our purchase because we're Fleet Farm Rewards members, and we had a Fleet Bucks to use up as well. You can visit Fleet Farm now through Christmas Eve, which is tomorrow, to shop during the DeWalt and Craftsman deal days. Don't miss your chance to score savings on great last-minute gifts for the DIYer on your shopping list. I'm not one of those. That's why I can't get that right. Don't miss out. Shop DeWalt and Craftsman deal days in-store only at Fleet Farm. And if you need a last-minute gift, Fleet Farm's got you covered. You'll find something for everyone on your list with their huge selection of toys, clothing, and footwear, sporting goods, and thousands of other great products from stocking stuffers to big gifts. Find something that's perfect for everyone at Fleet Farm. Whoa, Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
All right, guys, quick thoughts on some of the other goings-on around the National Football League yesterday, beginning with the Minnesota Vikings, 27-24 winners on the road, come from behind in the fourth quarter to beat the Seattle Seahawks. Does it say more that the Seahawks are frauds or that the Vikings are legit contenders, Tausch?
It says more about the Vikings. That was, I think, a back and forth, and I think it was to Jefferson to win the game, and then they made another stop, forced that long field goal attempt, and got a pick to finish it. Blago's right. The Minnesota, it's hard to win in this league. We all that played know that. And for them to win 13 games, even though I still don't think they are a Super Bowl contender, deserves a ton of credit. And I have a hard time giving Minnesotans credit. It's not where I'm at. But I don't think they're a Super Bowl contender, but they've had a heck of a regular season, and they deserve that credit. And if they can beat Green Bay, they're going to force a showdown for the division title and potentially the number one seed in all of the NFC, which is pretty remarkable.
So if the playoffs started right now, with the Packers having yet to play the Saints tonight, the Vikings would be the fifth seed at 13-2, and they'd be going on the road to play Atlanta, which is 8-7.
Yeah, don't even play it. Just give it to Minnesota because we don't.
Yes, Herbie.
Atlanta shouldn't even be in the tournament.
Wins and losses don't matter. The heck with it.
And the Packers at 10-4 would be the sixth seed. They'd be going on the road to face the Los Angeles Rams.
I like that.
Or 9-6.
We'd have some fun with that.
My question for you is, should a 13-2 team have to play an 8-7 team on the road in the playoffs in the NFL?
Yes.
Does it still matter to win your division no matter how crappy
Well, break the divisions
division
up. Yeah, if you don't want divisions and you want to get rid of all that, go for it. And
by the way, I don't have a problem with it. I think that's...
You sounded like you kind of did.
No, but...
That's going to be a talking point all week
this was
now.
This was the issue.
It'll
the NBA had it for a while, right? Where if you won the Central Division and the Eastern Division in the East, you still were the number two seed, even if you had a lesser record than one of the other teams in the East. So I'm just saying, this is going to be something that people are going... It'll be on First Take. It'll be on all the Get Up, all the shows that Tausch loves to watch. Look, the divisions are there for a reason. I don't have a problem with it. My other question is, will Minnesota go into Atlanta and win if that ends up being the matchup?
It'd be a toss-up. It is what it is. I mean, there's going to be other years I believe Green Bay hosted a playoff game against the San Francisco 49ers when they were 9-6-1 or 8-7-1.
8-7-1, I think.
And they were 12-4, and I didn't feel Packer fans saying, this is ridiculous. We shouldn't be doing.
And the team with the 12-4 record came in and won.
If you're better, you're going to win. If you're not, you won't. It's not that hard. Yes, I want divisions. I like it. This format, you shouldn't have seven games, teams. I think it should be six. You want to get another game? I've given in. I have conceded. Entertain me. We want to get to 25 games and make this season go longer. Yeah, let's do it. Let's play more. I like it. I like watching football. It's fun. Give me more. Absolutely.
Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly.
So the Rams and the Falcons were winners yesterday. They are your two division leaders in the East and West, respectively, or West, however I just said that. The Buccaneers lost to the Cowboys, so they are currently out of the playoff picture. The Seahawks are currently out of the playoff picture. My question for you guys, if you're the Green Bay Packers going on the road in the opening round of the playoffs, do you have a tougher time going to Tampa or Los Angeles, or do you have an easier time going to Seattle or Atlanta? So of those four, which do you feel strongest about? Where it's going to be real tough to go to Tampa, it's going to be real easy to go to Atlanta. Like, what is the matchup you feel the strongest about, either positively or negatively, for the Green Bay Packers?
Well, we're going to play Seattle again.
You want to go to Seattle.
They're not that good. We beat them handily and didn't even play our best football in the second half. I think of all those matchups, I think with what the Rams can do, that would be the team that I would probably say, no, that is if you don't get in the seventh slot, which I don't think any of us think. If they win two out of three, they're going to be the six, correct?
Mm-hmm. And maybe the five if they beat Minnesota.
Maybe.
I guess they probably have to win all three.
I want to be the five, and I want to play the NFC South. That's what I want as a Packer fan.
If the Packers win out, Linda Knight, win at Minnesota, which would give Minnesota its third loss.
Well, then Detroit can rest, guys, even though you don't sense that's what Dan Campbell's going to do.
I don't think the Packers can get
to the
five.
And then the Packers would get the Bears in the finale at home.
Saturday.
Saturday
game?
I'm picking it Saturday.
Even if they beat the Vikings, I think it's going to be tough to overtake them for the five seed. I'm looking right now. Minnesota's conference record is 8-2.
It's pretty good.
Packers is 5-4, but they do have three straight conference games here to finish out the season. So the best they can do is 8-4. Minnesota only has two games left. Obviously, it's the Packers and the Lions. So if the Lions were to rest everyone and they were to win that game, that would give them the tiebreaker inside the conference. Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly.
Tausch, since college football is broken, as you've mentioned many times today, which of the quarterfinal matchups are you most looking forward to in the next round of the college football playoff? Of course, Penn State and Boise State in the Fiesta Bowl on New Year's Eve. You'll be early to bed,
I'm
sure.
You got a blanket for your nap.
Yep. The Peach Bowl, Texas and Arizona State, noon on New Year's Day. The Rose Bowl, Ohio State, Oregon.
Woo! Wow, with a former Pac-12 team and a Big Ten team.
An all Big Ten Rose Bowl. How about that? And the Sugar Bowl, Notre Dame, Georgia, 7:45, New Year's Day in New Orleans. Of those four, Ohio State, Oregon, or any
for
of the
sure.
Others?
It's got to be Ohio State, Oregon. Oregon already played Ohio State at their place, and it was a very good game. Something tells me Ohio State's kind of – they might be turning a corner.
Mm-hmm.
Oregon has had a great season. They're going to be well-rested. Well, are they going to be rusty?
Rust or rust?
I don't know. I think what we need to do, and I don't know if we have time for this, we need to break this up like the AFL-NFL. And I want every other conference to say, Big Ten, you and the SEC, do your thing. We'll do our thing, and we're going to have a Super Bowl at the end of the season where it's every other conference and every other team. Just let the Big – because that's what people want. Let the Big Ten and the SEC battle it out on one side, a la the NFC, And then everybody else, a la the AFC, plays. And then we have a big bowl, call it the Super Bowl, and have them play.
Call it the really big game.
Yeah.
Now, whatever that might be. I don't know the merits of Super Bowl.
Trademarks.
And Jumbo
big
Bowl.
Game and Jumbo yeah. Bowl. But the Tostitos Big Bowl, you know, where you get the salsa and all that. That's what I think would be fun. That's the way this should go, because you're always going to feel like the little stepchildren, like the AFL did, right? And you have to go, you have to have your Jets moment where someone from the Big 12 or the AAC or the ACC says, you know what, I'm sick of this. Let's go beat the big, bad Georgia Bulldogs or the Ohio State Buckeyes in the Super Big Bowl, and everybody's happy. Herb Street gets the 18th SEC team in there, and a Big Ten gets, you know, a fifth spot in there. Everybody's going to be happy. And it gives the other conferences a chance to build themselves back up, because right now they feel like they're second, third rate.
But Boise State got a berth and a bye.
Mm-hmm.
SMU got a berth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, again, I'm not against the current setup, and I'm not.
What do you think of the big super duper bowl?
The duper bowl. Yeah, there you go. We found the name. I don't think the championship.
Well, if that
game
food then, service thing ever takes off, it could be the Pluber Bowl.
How much work have you done on that?
Not done a ton.
It turns out
people don't want to go into strangers' houses and grab leftover barbecue and potatoes.
You did more market research on your concept.
I'm a little surprised that you don't want to stop in Sheboygan and talk to Aunt Jessie and get a little potato salad and some leftover pork. I'm kind of surprised, but it just hasn't taken off.
Is it fair to say that that's the only idea that you've had that has really failed spectacularly?
It's baked Alaska.
It's not. The idea on the surface is still really good, but it's not going to get executed. So, yeah.
Since we went down this path, though, because this idea, this is one of the rare ideas of yours where I didn't listen to it and then have to pause and say, you know what, that's not a bad idea. If you put all the – if it's the field versus Big Ten SEC, mm-hmm. that's still not what all people want.
I want it. Why not?
Why? So then the championship game will largely be until you have your Jets moment.
You need to have some
coronation of the other ones.
But look at the interest level will still be very high on the other side. And you'll get the Notre Dames and some of these other programs. It eventually it will get to the point where maybe people aren't looking at this in the same light. Like, oh, if you're not in these two conferences, everything is hogwash. That's the only way to do it. All this other stuff is just icing around a pig's lips or however that saying goes.
Is that what Baked Alaska is? So Herb Street.
That's a sneaky good one.
Thank you. So Herb Street's issue with Indiana was he talked about Indiana like they were from the AAC or the Mountain West. They were a Big Ten team. Yeah.
This way you get more teams playing each other in bigger games to get to the final piece, and nobody can sit there and say they got poo-pooed. That, to me, is the answer to this. So, again, I am now on board. I have lost my interest in trying to be Johnny, preserve the game, and not worry about player safety. I am in your guys' club. I've come around.
Can you stop waving that hanger at us?
entertain me. And this is a super – you get 8-8. If the SEC wants to get 6 in their bracket and 2 in the other, you guys figure it out. You put your best 8, and if Herb Street wants to say, well, Alabama, even though they lost 9 games, they still got the most 5.
Still better than Indiana.
I want to get the other 8. You play it out. Everything's going to be super intriguing. 2-3 different networks, more money into the pot. It's just a big win. That's all.
And you could do your prize picks – based on those matchups during the playoff, you'll have all kinds of options.
It's Merry Pixmas. Jesse's been taking great advantage of it. Got Joker on Christmas Day. Some fun ones tonight. I love Jordan Love less than 231. I love Josh Jacobs 97 less. Love it. Love Tay Wicks 1.5 catches. Go a little more on that. I have to take a look at some of the Saints. I don't even know.
Shoot your eye out, man.
I don't know many of the Saints players that are even playing. So I don't know, but Prize Picks is fun. It puts their members first, which draws fast, safe, and secure. And when your picks hit, get your money in as quick as 15 minutes. And now, if we can find five or six that we really like tonight, it used to be 100 times, then went up to 200. Over the holidays, we're going up to 1,000 times your money on Prize Picks. Download the app today. Use code WI. Get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 light up. That code again. $50. It's WI. $50 instantly after you play
so
your first spot.
Prize Picks. Hey, only WI.
This is your sign. Prize Picks.
Run your game. We'll wrap things up live from the Tundra Trio next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Now we all are on holiday. Now we're all ready to celebrate.
Before we get out of here, Tausch, tell us about Coors Light so we don't forget.
Coors Light, you never forget about Coors Light. It's brewed with a three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it's cold packaged, so it's made to chill, born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado in 1978. Coors Light is refreshing. It is crisp. It's only 102 calories. You know what's nice about these cold games? You don't have to even worry. Mountains are going to be blue.
Mm-hmm.
Really blue. And that's what makes Coors Light the best. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
So you are going to the game tonight.
I am. Yep.
You will be here for a Green Bay game day.
I will be here for part of that, and we're going to go to the game. We're going to watch the game, and then I'm going to leave early and start the post game. That's my prediction. Maybe I'll be wrong.
And you are predicting that your post game programming will begin at what point?
7 minutes
the game?
Left in the game. We'll probably start.
Oh, wow!
Because again, the problem with this, with my theory, is it's not just me. Like, we're a team. Got Homer. Chris Larson. We got.
Gary
I don't even
L.
know
Larson.
Who's producing it. Gary does his stuff, and then he comes on later. So Gary will be fine. Jason will be fine. It's the production squad. It's all, you know, having everything ready to roll, which Jesse, I'm sure, has handed off to
somebody. I
got
good news for you. Riley, who is producing our show now, is producing Green Bay game night tonight.
Riley.
Awesome. So, Riley, I'm guessing about 7 minutes, depending on how long it takes me to saunter from the stadium to get
and
over.
And how
here.
Many points do the Packers need to be up by for that to work?
I don't think it'll be a ton. Anything more than 17, I'll probably call it.
Dunzo.
Yep.
All right, well, we'll see if that's how it plays out tonight. Like it matters.
That's exactly what I Like, you never know.
Since when do we have such a quality concern?
Come on,
it's
like Mr. Rogers' neighborhood.
Don't worry about it. It's Mr. McFeely. Any chance at all that this turns into a, oh, my God, I can't believe this happened.
It could happen. I don't anticipate or believe it will, but it's the NFL. Crazy stuff happens all the time.
Any given
I'm
Monday.
Telling you, they're going to empty the bucket and bring everything. They're going to try some funky stuff. Green Bay needs to be ready for it, but we're just a much better football team than them. And you factor that in with the elements and the motivation level, it just feels like it's going to be one of those
and
games.
The Packers' motivation they level
need it.
Is still high because they have so much to play for as the playoffs approach, not just clinching a playoff berth with a win tonight. All right, that's it for us. Live from the Tundra Trio, we will be back here for Green Bay game day and Green Bay game night, so make sure you tune in across ESPN Wisconsin and on 620 WTMJ and YouTube, where I know a lot of people like to question my choice of clothing for today's show. That's it for us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.